You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous day. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Much love to everybody locked in all over the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, that listener who always calls us from Bulgaria. Shout outs to everybody, okay? You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in. Thank you so much, everybody, live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. It's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy Monday. Michigan telling Jim Harbaugh, hey, man, you got to sit out for 3 games. Steph Curry's running around saying he's a better point guard than Magic Johnson. Sha'Carri Richardson, remember her? Looked like she was on her way to early greatness. Track star here representing the United States of America, and then she hit the dumps. A lot of it her own doing. And now she's bounced back. Just walked away with gold in the World Championships in Budapest. We got Monday Night Football. Or something that would resemble it. Right now, the Ravens and the Commanders are going at it. Baltimore's leading 21-17 in the third quarter. Sorry, there's no Lamar Jackson, so don't get your hopes up. But for all the Commanders fans out there, how about this? Sam Howell had himself a hell of a night. 19 of 25, 2 touchdowns, 188. Not too shabby. Now we know why Ron Rivera said, hey, man, you are QB numero uno. Terry McLaurin dealing with the toe injury, MRI, x-rays negative, so at least Sam Howell's number one option. Hopefully he'll be at full strength before the season starts. It's been a busy day. If you checked in over the weekend, Anthony Edwards helping Team USA basketball before they take on who's coming up in the World Championships. They're going to New Zealand. FIBA World Championships, Jonathan Taylor. The Colts said, yeah, man, go ahead, ask for a trade. Stephon Diggs, still rumors about where he's going, and he's saying he's going nowhere. Anthony Richardson not getting enough work. Lonzo Ball talking about his future. It's just so damn much. And we're going to talk about it all. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on the internet. If you follow me on the internet, you'll know all the things that we will already discuss. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us from New York City. Hey, Shep, how are you today, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you, man? How was your weekend?
It was good. You know, I'm not here on the weekends. Before I get into that, how was your show this morning? Good? Was it this morning?
Sunday morning. It was really good.
Good.
I like that so much of what you're going to talk about is new. So obviously we didn't hit on really any of what you're alluding to in terms of what you brought up in your monologue. So I'm excited about that. I'd say the biggest talking point, honestly, JR, was people remembering and paying homage to Rick Jenneret.
Wow. You spoke to a lot of Buffalo folks.
A lot of people. Now, obviously, this is on the heels of the disappointment of the Buffalo Bills the last two or three seasons. And you said it, man. Like, this was confusing today. I wish I had this topic on my show. I know you're going to, you know,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Now you're confusing.
So now I'm going to get to it, what you were saying. The Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen situation. The Stephon Diggs never quite being happy enough. Like, it doesn't. Right.
We'll get into that.
I had a feeling.
Well, forget Western New York momentarily. You asked me about my weekend.
Yes, sir.
on Saturday, I was on WFAN in New York City.
I know you were.
And to the shock and surprise of absolutely no one who's maybe paid attention to baseball over the past several weeks, maybe past several months, the New York Yankees suck. And so, how was my weekend on Saturday afternoon? I spent my time being a therapist to miserable New York Yankee fans who just at this point, they want to fire everybody, sick of the owner, and with good reason because the Yankees have now lost 8 consecutive games. After Saturday, they lost 7, and now they lost 8 after yesterday. And these aren't, you know, just close games. Yankees been getting their asses whooped. They just got swept by the Red Sox. Friday it was 8-3. Saturday it was 8-1. Sunday it was 6-5, and they couldn't even catch a break. A play at the plate got overturned. The Yankees are in the midst of their longest losing streak in 28 years. You got to go back to 1995, the last time the New York Yankees did this much losing. You would think that they're the New York Mets. Sorry, my apologies to the Met fans and their fan base, who's also not going anywhere this season. And so that was my weekend, counseling Yankee fans, trying to tell them that, sure, Aaron Boone may not be the greatest manager, but it's not Boone's fault. Brian Cashman, people complaining about him, then what do you want in his place? And it starts at the top with the ownership. It starts with Hal Steinbrenner. Everybody has their share of blame to go around. But firing one dude, even though it might be Boone, it's not going to do nothing but be eyewash. It's going to be something nice for the fans. And Boone, yeah, he hasn't, quote-unquote, rallied the troops or the fan base. He hasn't inspired the fans with a lot of his comments. He's just... he's depressed, he's angry, he talks to the media, and it's just, there's nothing that you can say when you're losing 8 straight games. But let's also be clear. The Yankees roster sucks. It's facts. So Aaron Boone, after the close loss yesterday, he said close ain't good enough.
We're, you know, really scuffling and played a tight ball game today where guys did some good things, to got some big hits. You know, so it's one step at a time. Like that's so far out there, and we got to go on a run, you know, that it's get ready for Tuesday.
Oh yeah, what's coming up Tuesday? Oh my goodness, if the Yankees can't get themselves together against this team, man, I know the season is already curtains, but damn, they take on the Nationals tomorrow. At least the Yankees got a day off, so they didn't even have an opportunity to go out there and lose. But tomorrow they take on the Nationals. And if they lose to the Nationals, this is going to be the longest streak, losing streak that they've had since 1982. It's going back further and further and further. Yeah, let's listen to more miserable Aaron Boone. He said the loss sucks.
Good, hard-fought ball game, and another one that stings to lose, you know, especially what we're going through. But not allowed to let it, not allowed for it to be deflating. We got to dig ourselves out and play better and start winning games.
Come on, y'all suck though. Aaron Boone can only manage who's in front of him. He can't go back out there and swing the bat. His career is over. Aaron Boone can't. He can't coach garbage cans into a World Series. He can't do that. He can only coach who's in front of him. And I hate to tell anybody this. There's probably Yankee fans out there listening somewhere, somehow. If you want to go back to the last time the Yankees lost 8 consecutive games, 1995, they ended up going on a run after that. 26 wins and 7 losses. They snatched up a wild card spot, and they went to the playoffs. And then we know the next year after that, 1996, they actually won the World Series. Are the New York Yankees going to have this big turnaround this season? Are they going to go 26-7? Are they going to win? I don't think the answer is yes, but Aaron Boone says we ain't even thinking about it right now.
We got to be unbelievable the rest of the way. So it's not even about that. It's about coming to try and win a game Tuesday. And then all of a sudden you start stacking and then an amazing thing happens. But we're so far removed from that right now. We got to get a win first.
There is nothing amazing happening. Nothing. Sorry. DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, instead of the giant man who can't stay healthy, Giancarlo Stanton can't even run around the bases without fear of pulling a hamstring. Gleyber Torres is okay. Volpe is still inexperienced, but thank God he's having a better second half than he did the first. Everybody behind Gerrit Cole is a waste. The Yankees don't have a left fielder. They barely have a center fielder. Their first baseman, Rizzo, was basically playing 2 months plus concussed, feeling like he was drunk before, during, and after games. This is bad. This is not the Yankees that people are used to. And yeah, everybody, well, at least Yankee fans want everybody fired. And so Aaron Boone, the Red Sox have their number this season. What happened to the rivalry? It doesn't exist. Aaron Boone, he talked about losing to the hated rival, the Red Sox, and this is what he had to say about that.
Aaron, you've now lost 8 of 9 this season to the Red Sox. Been the difference here when you're facing Boston this season?
Say it again.
This season, what's been the difference when you're facing this
team? Yeah, they've kicked our ass. I mean, you know, we've played, you know, a handful of competitive games that have come down to the end where they've taken us. You know, we just haven't been good enough.
The Yankees haven't been good enough to beat anybody. That's with or without Aaron Judge. And then when Judge comes back, what help does he get? He got no help in the lineup. They can just pitch around him, and he's still putting in work. Since July 4th, the New York Yankees, they're 12-26. Let me say that again. The New York Yankees, the mighty New York Yankees, 12-26. Heading into tonight, knowing that they're not playing, they're 9 games back from the last wild card spot. The Yankees are going to miss out on the postseason. And there's a lot of folks who are going to be complaining all offseason long. Brian Cashman, the general manager, I don't think he's going anywhere. Just got a contract extension. Hal Steinbrenner, the owner, I don't think he's going anywhere. Why the hell would he sell the Yankees? Not happening. Family business. Somebody who might go, and he can share some of the responsibility, but it's ultimately not his fault. He would be the scapegoat. That's Aaron Boone. He's the lowest dude on the totem pole. You can't get rid of the players. Brian Cashman can't come through with an eraser and just bring in dudes. He can't act like this is a video game. The Yankees aren't the Yankees of, I don't want to say the early or late 90s. They're not the Yankees of the early 2000s. They're not the Yankees of 2009. And so I don't know if baseball is better for it, knowing that the Yankees are in the toilet. I know a lot of people are happy because folks hate the Yankees. They used to buy their way to championships and buying the best talent. Well, that was George Steinbrenner. Hal Steinbrenner is still spending a lot of money, but he's doing so within a budget. And I guess the rest of Major League Baseball is thankful. The Yankees absolutely suck. Now we can move on to some winners. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to get into Jonathan Taylor asking for a trade and now receiving that permission to leave. We're going to talk about a winner, Sha'Carri Richardson, winning a world championship in Budapest, Hungary. I thought she fell off. The United States of America trying to win a FIBA basketball world championship on the other side of the globe. The Women's World Cup, it concluded yesterday morning. We'll talk about the champion there. There was a champion who got kissed in the mouth, and it caused an international incident. There's a lot for us to discuss. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, you know what? We'll go from some losers with the Yankees. I'll give you a quick update on Team USA basketball.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That would be correct. We talked about the Yankees now that we got those losers out the way, which is still crazy to say. How about this took place yesterday? Let's talk about some winners, a collective group of winners. We'll get into Sha'Carri Richardson and also the Women's World Cup is now a wrap. Yeah, there was no United States of America, but we'll get into all of that. How about Team USA basketball? I know I'm anxiously awaiting the start of the NFL regular season. All this training camp stuff ain't doing it for me. Maybe if you're, like tonight, a fan of the Washington Commanders, Sam Howell completing 19 of 25 passes with 2 touchdowns is doing it for you. But for me, let me know when September 10th rolls around. I'm already done with preseason. I was done with preseason before we even started preseason. Now, having said that, if you're ready for basketball, you got to wait a ways out, okay? Basketball season doesn't start until October 24th. That is looking Halloween in the damn face, and here we are still trying to enjoy what is left of August. And so if you want an appetizer a little bit, watch World Cup basketball. Yeah, the FIBA World Cup, it typically pops around every 4 years. You can thank COVID for a little bit of an odd year. But the United States of America is trying to reclaim its space as a World Cup champion. And it's full of NBA players. And so yesterday, Team USA beat Germany, full of NBA players as well, 99-91. And so this has been a qualifier period. USA ended up winning every match that it took on or played 5-0. But the real games start on Saturday in New Zealand as the United States will take on New Zealand starting this Saturday. And then they got Greece, and then they got Jordan. And what makes yesterday's game so interesting is that they were down. They were down 16 points in the second half. They ended on a 22-5 run, and Anthony Edwards lost his mind. You don't see these type of scoring explosions, all that consistency in international basketball. Anthony Edwards, 34 points, 11 of 20 shooting, and so far in all 5 of these exhibition games, he's averaging 20 points and shooting 51% from the field. I guess he's feeling himself. He just signed that $260 million contract, and if Karl Anthony Towns hasn't realized that he is his sidekick, Karl Anthony Towns might have to leave sooner than later. And if you think about the roster here for the U.S. men's squad, it's not short on guys who can get buckets. Paolo Banchero, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Brandon Ingram, Jaren Jackson Jr., Cam Johnson, Walker Kessler, Bobby Portis, and Austin Reeves, and Josh Hart. I was trying to mention guys that score, but then I started naming other dudes. Look, here's the deal. Anthony Edwards is going off. He's the dude for the team. You want to know who the coach is as well? It's Steve Kerr. And he knows this is Anthony Edwards' squad. Listen to this.
He's unquestionably, you know, the guy. I mean, he just, you can, he knows it. But now the team knows it, and I think the fans see it. But we see it in practice every day. He genuinely believes he's the best player in the gym every single night. And he's such a dynamic young player, but I think he's taking a leap. And if you think about USA basketball over the years, a lot of young players have taken a leap, in these World Cup, Olympic competitions, and feels to me like Anthony is taking that leap.
Let me remind you folks here. Anthony Edwards, he's from right here in Georgia, by the way, from here in Atlanta. He just turned 22 years old. Anthony Edwards is only 22 years old. He is just scratching the surface on who and what he'll be as an NBA player. And the beautiful thing is, he's also adorable. NBA player. He wants to play as many games as possible. So between he and also you think about Tatum in Boston, they have been very vocal about being active and playing. And knowing that he's hitting his peak and his stride, and I want to say peak, but hitting his stride early here in August, this tournament is going to run through September 10th. He's going to get some time off before training camp. But then it's going to be off to the races. He's 22. And so expect for him to have a gigantic season now that he got the engine running a little bit earlier than everybody else. The team they beat yesterday with Germany, Dennis Schroeder, Daniel Theiss, both the Wagners. And so not a small team at all, and certainly one with some NBA experience now. What the United States of America does this upcoming weekend against New Zealand, I don't know about that. Hey, Shep, help me out if you know any of these dudes. You heard of any of these guys? Listen, Yanni Wetzel?
I know a pretzel, not Wetzel.
Isaac Fatu?
No.
Is Yale Afa?
No, but it's a nice name.
Jordan Natai?
No.
Ruben Tirangi.
I know Ruben Patterson, not Ruben Tirangi.
Okay. Hiram Harris.
No.
Okay. And so if you were a betting man, is the United States of America going to be able to beat New Zealand?
If I was a betting man, I think they would beat them with their eyes closed.
Yeah. So these upcoming games for the United States of America, I don't want to say they are... walks through the park, because I don't think they are. Well, yes, that one is. And then they'll take on Greece, which is not, I don't know any of these Greek players. Let's see. Oh, no, I actually do. I know this guy. Kostas Papanilikou. Yeah, I know him. Oh, Thanasis, I know him too. That's Giannis's brother. That's the one that only has a job because of Giannis. I know him. Yeah. And so Greece won't be a walkthrough, and then the United States of America plays Jordan. Huh. Mohammed Hussein, Ahmad Al-Dawari, Amin Abu Hawass, Freddie Ibrahim. Oh. Hey, Shep, you know this dude. He plays for Jordan. You won't guess this guy. Rondé Hollis Jefferson.
Okay. I know the name.
Am I bugging? Am I being punked?
He's born in Pennsylvania, I think.
On July 24th, 2023, The Jordan Basketball Federation announced that Hollis Jefferson has been contracted to play for the side as a naturalized player. On August 16th, he was included in Jordan's 17-man squad for the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup. You could just roll out of bed one day and be a naturalized? I mean, what are they giving him? They giving him like Saudi Arabia money? How the hell did he become a naturalized player for Jordan?
Hey, JR, you can take like Dan Dickow, I would say like, you know, Jerry McNamara, guys that were really good in college that couldn't make the NBA. You can't take starters in the NBA for years and they just happen to play in Greece for a month or two or a year and then make them a nationalized citizen and that represents them at the World Cup. That's not right.
Yeah, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson to play for Jordan at the World Cup. Yeah. Man, you could just do anything nowadays, can't you? Look, he's about the only dude I know on the Jordanian roster, and let's see how much burn he gets as the United States of America is going to wipe them all out. Good for him. And by the way, if you want to know who won the last FIBA Basketball World Cup, it was Spain. And so the United States of America, looking for a little bit of a get back, they didn't even make it into like the third place game the last go around. So they were on the other side of the world. World Cup taking place in the Philippines, Japan, and Indonesia. And they got a nice little warm up against New Zealand. It's wild. Good luck to Giannis's brother, the Nassus. I guess he's going to need all the help in the world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I told you about Team USA Basketball playing on the other side of the world, trying to win a World Cup. Part of USA Basketball, their upcoming scheduled slate, in New Zealand, Greece, and Jordan. I could identify, maybe three players from both teams, certainly not one on New Zealand. Jordan somehow, some way, has a former NBA player who's American. And in Greece, it's like two guys. Someone who's not participating is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Why? Because Giannis is still recovering from a knee procedure. So his brother, Thanasis, is suiting up for Greece. Thanasis is not Giannis. But what's Giannis doing? He's not in Asia. He's not in Southeast Asia. Giannis is walking around California. And so if you're walking around California, you know who you run into? Well, shout out to everybody in California, by the way. Dealing with that rain and the flooding and the weather. But Giannis, he ran into TMZ. And TMZ pretty much asked Giannis about, some of the money being thrown around. Not to him. Giannis is in the midst of a five-year, $228 million deal. Giannis was asked about playing in Saudi Arabia. He has not been shy, especially when Mbappe, got all that money thrown at him, and Mbappe said no thank you. Giannis went on social media, and he was just like, oh, yeah, I'll take the money. I look like Mbappe. But Giannis was asked on the street by TMZ, and it's what Giannis had to say.
I wanted to ask you if you would consider, after your NBA career, taking the bag and playing in Saudi Arabia. After your NBA career.
Of course.
Yeah? Hey, how much money would it take? Or just depends on?
A lot of money, baby.
Yeah?
Saudi, we on the way, baby.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
We just come from London, bro.
What up, man? If the NBA can work out maybe like a trade between the NBA and the Saudi Arabia League, I'm there.
Okay. Obviously, Giannis Antetokounmpo joking there, because there's not a damn way in hell that would happen. But there are people who find issues with the fact that the NBA obviously has a major partner in Chinese broadcast television and distributors. So, hey, you never know. Giannis is not going to catch slack because Giannis is not American. Now, if that was LeBron James, if LeBron James said that, that would be front page news everywhere.
Without question.
Oh, but it's Giannis, the Greek Nigerian freak who plays in Milwaukee, just in a not in the stratosphere of a LeBron James. So Giannis, that'll get kind of brushed to the side as a joke, and anybody else who happened to be American, they would be eviscerated for it. Now, having said that, speaking of someone eviscerated through international play, now, I haven't heard of either of these folks until yesterday, and it's not good reasons. We know the U.S. women's national team in soccer, they've been gone for about 2 weeks now. They weren't going to win the World Cup, and so I was not all that interested in watching Spain and England in the final, especially to get up at 6 or 5 a.m. in the morning to watch it. No, thank you. But Spain beat England 1-0. Spain's star player, her name is Jenny Hermoso. After the match, of which they won 1-0, a matter of fact, let's listen to the final call. This is from Fox, and then we'll talk about the controversy after.
From the corner, driven up, Coy grabs it! That might be enough. It is. Spain wins the World Cup. They may not be happy with their federation, Spain, but they're happy with themselves.
And sometimes a unifying force that brings you together can be the most powerful thing in the end.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in the most Baltimore Orioles way possible, the actual winning was overshadowed by stupidity. The president of the club, his name, Luis Rubiales. You know, he's standing up there and congratulating the players after the victory. And this woman, her name is Jennifer Hermoso. She didn't score in the match, but she is the most decorated player for Spain's women's team. She's the leading scorer in their history. She's 33 years old, and she walks by Luis Rubiales, and he gives her a congratulatory kiss on the lips, grabs her by the head, and gives her a congratulatory kiss on the lips. And, of course, the world lost its ever-loving mind. Initially, Jennifer Hermoso, asked about it yesterday, was just like, I hated it. And she was joking. Luis Rubiales, the president of the Spanish football team, he basically said, anyone finding or taking issue to me kissing one of my players and congratulating her after, he called them idiots. But then on Monday, today, he apologized. The people may have felt hurt by it. Well, what does Jenny Hermoso think about this? She doesn't care. She said the kiss was no big deal, and she blamed it on the emotion of the moment. She continues on, it was a mutual, totally spontaneous gesture because of the huge joy of winning a World Cup. The president and I have a great relationship. It was a natural gesture of affection and gratitude. Now, what is the Spanish Football Federation? Over even the president think they didn't like it. What did plenty of pundits have to say about this? Well, took away from the women's victory, and it talks about how equal footing, men and women, you can't kiss the female player in the mouth, and me, I just don't care. If she's fine with it, I don't care. He shouldn't have done it, though. Why? Because it would have been a distraction. But look, people do different things in different cultures, but even the Spanish Federation is just like, just don't kiss her, and he shouldn't have, man. Just give her a hug. And I know if this was a man, would he be kissing, you know, Xavi in the mouth? Probably not. Maybe on the cheek, in the head, but not in the mouth. But if she's fine with it, I guess. I guess it doesn't matter if she's fine with it. Hey, Shub, what do you think about this?
Man, if you're a guy, you can't be having your lips anywhere near another woman's lips unless they're your wife.
Your wife? Damn.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, JR, like the reality is this is crossing a line. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, for work, I guess workplace, right?
Yeah, I mean, like.
But wife, though, wife?
Well, in what other circumstance should a male be having their lips anywhere near a woman's lips unless it's relationship romance-based?
Oh, well, there you go. Well, maybe they have. Who knows?
Well, that's an even bigger problem then.
And I mean, that's not something that has been publicly disclosed. I looked it up. Yeah, right. As a dude in power, as the boss, yeah, you're not supposed to do that, man. Just give her a hug. Leave it there. Give her a congratulatory hug. Why her out of anybody else? It wasn't like he was going down the line kissing everybody in the mouth, you know? So
yeah. JR, look, I think I can.
Yes, go ahead.
I think I can speak for you when I say this. I know I can speak for me. Yeah. We've had our fair share of kissing women in our life. We've had a lot. We've had a good amount of experience with that, and we've been gentlemen about it as well. I think that's fair to say. I can tell you, at no point in my life did I accidentally kiss somebody on the lips.
He didn't accidentally do it.
No, that
he meant to.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like an Adrian Broner moment where he wins an Oscar and Halle Berry just happens to be in front of him and then he smooches her. Right?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right. You can't blame him. It's Halle Berry. But the point is, you have to consciously think about, especially like you said, with men in power. You have to be so cognizant of the fact that you're celebrating with women and you go in for a kiss on the lips. It's the worst look ever.
Well, he said the people who found issue with it were idiots. And then he changed his tune when I guess enough idiots got angry at him.
Yep.
Well, who do we have similar here? We don't, right, in America?
Well, there was...
Commissioner of the WNBA is also a woman.
Sure.
Kathy Engelbert, I think, right?
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who we might have in power of opposite genders. We don't.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but you know what this kind of reminds me of? Obviously, this was more severe. And I hate to bring this up just because his mom is an absolute icon and one of the all-time great coaches and passed away way too prematurely, is Pat Summitt's kid, her son. Do you remember what happened at Louisiana Tech?
No.
He basically, he slept with one of his players.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. How did I miss this?
This is, yeah.
Whoa. I'm going to be able to tell this whole story in about tomorrow morning. I'm looking this up.
Yeah, no, I'm not. And I would never make that up on your airwaves. Yeah.
No. Right. Where was I? Right. How long ago was this? Had to be recent. Recent as in like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, this was a while. This was a while back.
A while?
Oh, yeah. Might have been at least 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, that's not a while back.
Well,
man. That's recent to me.
Fair enough.
Wow. Damn. And so what is he doing now? Coaching nobody, right?
Coaching people how to not blow an opportunity when your mom's a legend and you walk into a great opportunity.
He was the head coach?
I believe so.
And he slept with one of the players?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? And of all people, like the most iconic figure in women's basketball, professional or amateur, is Pat Summitt.
Hey, he sullied the name. And he did it. It's impossible. But damn. Wow. I was going to say, this is like Roger Goodell kissing the number one draft pick in the mouth, but no, that's something different. Luis Rubiales, man, stop kissing people, bruh. She didn't mind it, though. She didn't care. She said she don't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Jonathan Taylor, but I'm going to be Googling this Pat Summitt thing. Thank you, Chef. Here on CBS Sports Radio, don't move.